Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is mad, and so are city council members. They're trying to get to the bottom of mistakes made by Milwaukee's health department in failing to notify parents whose children tested with elevated blood lead levels. If they ingest lead in water or chips or dust found in old paint, they can suffer brain and behavioral problems. While Mayor Barrett promises to remedy past mistakes, common council members want further investigation. A special steering and rules committee meeting took up the issue Wednesday. The meeting room on City Hall's third floor was nearly full, and its mood somber. Steering and Rules Committee Chair Ashanti Hamilton described the moment as pivotal to our city, calling for thoughtfulness and urgency.
The more we learn about the consequences of lead exposure, the clearer it is that the highest degree of caution and care must be given, especially to our most vulnerable communities.
Members of the public and media in the room expected to be ushered out. The word around town was the committee would move to a closed session. Hamilton says the council decided otherwise.
We want this to be an example of our commitment to transparency and also the commitment to action.
He invited Mayor Barrett to present his case publicly.
This was brought to my attention in the last 10 days now.
Last week, Barrett announced thousands of families whose children were tested from 2015 through 2017, found to have elevated blood lead levels, might not have received official notification from the city's health department. Barrett says while he gets to the bottom of what went wrong within the department, he intends to send letters to every family and offer their kids free lead testing.
Let's get the notices out. Let's make sure that we can get these kids tested. And I know that there's going to be an investigation. I think it's appropriate to look at that in the investigation. Right now, I want to just make sure that we're addressing, first and foremost, the health concerns.
The health department has been under fire. Community groups have raised concern about the risk of lead exposure from old pipes feeding water into tens of thousands of Milwaukee homes and want the department to step up public education and testing. In the meantime, Sandy Rotar with the health department says her team is working its way through stacks of documents.
The information was not entered into the database for elevated blood lead levels appropriately. So what we've been doing is we've been going through every single case and doing a chart audit.
Alderwoman Chantia Lewis was stunned the health department didn't have lead program data at its fingertips.
It just seems like it's sloppy bookkeeping, and no one made sure that we had proper records and documentation.
There was a decision made a decade ago? It was quite a while, a long time ago, where the information was only entered by the nursing team, and all of the lead risk assessor work was kept on paper copies. I would agree with you. That is a huge void that we hope to address rather quickly.
Council members seemed constantly flabbergasted. Although Milwaukee has a long-standing lead paint abatement program through which homes are assessed and remediated, the health department just began offering to test families' water in the beginning of 2018. Again, Alderwoman Lewis.
Just trying to figure out why are we just now starting January 2nd if we've been dealing with this for the last several years.
There were some legal issues that needed to be reviewed by the city attorney's office, and we needed advice before we could go in and start doing the testing, and that was received late last year.
When was it requested?
It was requested in April of 2017.
Sherry Tussler with Milwaukee Hunger Task Force left the meeting with more heightened concern than before. Hers is among the groups who have called on the city to better inform the public about the risks of lead in water and at the same time develop a comprehensive plan to remove lead pipes.
And now we're going to blame the commissioner when it seems like there are more people involved and more people who are aware of the depth and the breadth of the problem. And I guess I wouldn't call for the mayor's resignation as much as I might call for the health department staff. And we should hire some qualified people who are really committed to the health and safety of our city's population.
Questions will likely outweigh answers as multiple probes dig into the Milwaukee Health Department's performance. Some want to see an independent review. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.